Hello. Welcome to season 2, episode 3 of Don't Be That Girl, where we are here to discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating in our local communities across the nation. This platform is built to get men and women talking to each other and not at each other. We want to keep the conversations going in our cities and living rooms across the nation. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today is, how valuable is your time? So let's get into it. Today we're talking about our time and first impressions, two things that you can never ever in life get back for sure. One thing that I find really precious, and especially after I did the research for this podcast, is our time. So a little background information. Went out to the CDC website. CDC, for the past 3 years, has shown that our life expectancy has dropped consistently for the past 3 years, from the average age life expectancy from 79, 78, 77, now down to 76 years old as the average life expectancy. So for our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents who live longer than that, that is a blessing, right? But let's think about this realistically. If you are in your 30s and you are looking for a life partner, 30, 35, because realistically you want to finish school, you are then looking to have your career, you're financially stable, let's say. You want to be at an age where you can comfortably take care of children. If we, the average age where we are going to possibly, you know, not be here anymore, then that means that 50% of your life has gone. 50% has gone. You only have 50% of your life left. With that being said, time is precious. That means only 50% of your life is left for you to use to search the entire world, to sift through the entire world, to date, fall in love, get married, have children, build a life with someone, till death do us part. 50% of your life. Now, that time is even reduced even more when it comes to women. Okay? For women, it's even shorter, because if a woman, the childbearing age is not like for men. For men, being able to reproduce or procreate is almost limitless. However, with women, it's not the same. We have a time frame that is not only cut off due to menopause and our golden years, but also the fact that we age and we really may not have the stamina, the wisdom, or in our earlier age or earlier years, we may not have the finances. So for the sake of this conversation, I would say between 25 and 45. So that gives us a good, 20 years? 20 years of your life, if having children and being a mom is something that you want to be able to do in a pretty stable environment. That is a really short period of time, considering the years that we have here on Earth. Now, let's look at time again while we're analyzing time in these average 76 years that we may have here on Earth, right? In a year, we have 365 days. In a year, we have 365, 12 months in a year. Every month has 30 days. Every week is 7 days. Every day is 24 hours. Out of the 24 hours, they recommend 8 hours of sleep. That right there is 1/3 of your day. If you work full time, on an average, that's 8 hours of your day. That again is going to be another third of your day. So now 2/3 of your day is gone from just sleep and work. We haven't even gone into all the other things that we have to do, such as maintenance, social, raising your children, self-care, working out. And you also want time to look for a mate. So now you see, all we have left is 8 hours of your day for socializing, raising your children, rest, self-care. So at the end of the day, do I look like I have time for somebody to waste my time when it comes to building or finding a mate? Or no, ma'am, by no means. So you know when I say I don't believe in sitting on the phone for long hours, I don't believe in you keeping me up in the middle of the night, I don't believe in you sending me whack messages like WYD, I don't believe anybody wasting my time. No, that is why. Because time is precious. If you are about your business, and if another person that you're interested in is about their business, right? If they have business, they have goals, they have standards, then they also see life in this type of snapshot. Because really, life is a snapshot when you look at it globally, when you look at history globally and understand your place in God's universe and understand that we are here really for like a blink of an eye. That's really what we have going on here. It's very daunting when you think about it in that perspective. So with that being said, when it comes to your time, my time, how do you measure that when it comes to someone that you want to spend time with or someone that wants to spend time with you? Because the only way that you're going to get to know someone to find out, is this person worth it? Or for them to find out, are you worth it? Is actually to spend that time. So how do you carve out that time? How do you know if carving out that time is worth it with that person? I think first off, it does start with yourself and looking at your own personal schedule and life and saying, am I in a place to carve out time for someone else? Have I created balance in my life? If you already have a family, we all have families. So let's start with our parents. Are your parents still living? So you must take into consideration your parents. Do you still live near your parents? Are you a caregiver in any way? Take that into consideration. Are you a parent to your children? Are your children still living with you? Take those into consideration. Your job. Do you only work 40 hours? Do you work longer than that? Take that into consideration. And most importantly, when it comes to time and value, before you give it to anyone else, self-care. We talk about that a lot in the 21st century, especially as we go from, especially after COVID. I see that post-COVID, a lot of it has to do with self-care because we were really mentally taxed. So self-care has really come into play. Mental health care has really come into play. Why? Because when we were in confinement, we really realized that we did not spend a lot of time. We didn't spend a lot of time with ourselves. We didn't spend a lot of time with our mates. We didn't spend a lot of time with our families. We were so busy running. We didn't really stop to understand ourselves so that when we were in crisis mode, we'd be able to deal. So now we're understanding and we're backtracking and saying, I need to take care of myself. I need to take care of my family. So self-care is important. So before you invest and put into someone else, especially if you're looking for that person, right? You're looking for your person or a life mate. Make sure you have put into your schedule and your time, right? Put into your schedule and put into your time self-care. What does that look like? I don't know. Is it working out? Is it journaling? Is it cycling? Is it time that you go to the movies by yourself? Is it time with your girlfriends? It could be anything, but it's something that you enjoy, that something that feeds your soul. It could be something even religious. It could be something spiritual, but it's something that feeds you, that you're not giving of yourself. So that therefore, when you actually are having time with someone else, another person that you're looking to perhaps learn more about, that then when you're building a relationship with that person, because then you find out that they're worth it, you don't find that you are overexerting yourself and giving more than what you have to put out. Another part of this, we talked about things that you cannot get back, are first impressions. First impressions. What are first impressions? When you go out, you meet someone, or you don't meet them, when they first see you, when you first see someone, how they look, how they smell, how they walk, their posture. The thing about first impressions is they are so tricky because they can be really deceiving. I know my first impressions can be so deceiving. People can see me and they will totally get the wrong impression of mahogany. So I always have to watch my first impressions. Often I've said in the past, like, I don't care what people think of me. The truth of the matter, though, is if you are in the position where you are very interested in wanting to find that person, wanting to find your life partner, you might want to be concerned about your first impressions. It only takes 7 seconds to make one. It's a fact. It is human nature for us to judge people. I'm sorry, fight me, but that is science. Look it up. It is science. We judge. We do. It's just a human bias that we do. So there are two different things that we do naturally. It's innate. It's science, right? We have implicit attitudes, and we have explicit attitudes. What are the difference, right? You're probably like, mahogany, what's the difference? Explicit attitudes are things that we naturally project, meaning when I go out, when I'm at the mall, when I'm at the club, when I'm at a restaurant, when I'm at the grocery store, this is how I want people to perceive me. Those are your explicit attitudes. Then there are your implicit attitudes. Your implicit attitudes are things that you're not trying to project. These are things that you are naturally, your intrinsic qualities that you are projecting, that are based off of your environment, your background, how you are feeling based off of things that probably have happened throughout the day, either positive or negative. So what we're here to talk about today are your intrinsic attitudes. Explicit, you can control that. That usually has a lot to do with what you put on, what perfume you wear, what clothes you wear, what attitude you said you're going to project. But your implicit, that has a lot to do with your inner prosperity. That has to do with the self-care. That has to do with, when I go outside this house, prior to that, what work have I done on myself? Who am I? How am I showing up in this world today? Do I love myself? Because if I love myself, then I'm always going to show up happy. I'm always going to show up content. I'm always going to show up in peace. And you know what? People gravitate to people who are happy, who are at peace. People who love themselves. However, if you are in a place where you do not know yourself, if you're needy, if you have unresolved issues from your past, if you perhaps have not worked through where you're going in life, you don't know what you want, you show up in a place unresolved, you show up unhappy, you show up wanting. You show up, sometimes people be like, why are you so mad? And you be like, I'm not mad. You ever get that? You know, well, why you don't smile? I'm like, why you want me to smile? Right? You ever heard that? Or you look at somebody like, why do you still look happy? And that person's like, what you mean? I'm fine. And it's nothing like on the outside, but sometimes you look at someone, it's just something about them, but it may just be their spirit. That's the intrinsic. That part is their implicit attitude just coming through them. So we talked about on our we're going to do five tips, or actually there are five questions. Five questions that we can really say, how are we going to, in 2024, be able to show that we value our time and value our first impressions? Because it may sound very surface-like to be worried about first impressions, but it really isn't. Because your first impression can perhaps, walk with me here, it can perhaps turn off someone that you may have the opportunity to get to know. It may be a great person that either can delay, right? Or you may never, ever have the opportunity to get to know that person. So first impressions are important. We know that from interviews. We know that from, well, I would say definitely interviews. We know that from interviews. We know that from building relationships. And so it does not negate also from your love relationships, your romantic relationships. So let's not take it so lightly and say, oh, it doesn't matter. People should accept me for who I am and how I show up. When we work on ourselves, when we work on our inner selves, when we work on ourselves, when we're by ourselves in solitude, and we learn to be happy with everything, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. And when we get satisfied with it, it actually projects itself when you're out in public. However, if you don't work on that person in private, if you don't work on that person when you're by yourself, if you're not comfortable being by yourself, when you're out, your first impressions will be something where people are not fond to be around you and may not want to be in intimate settings. Or you may be one that people are looking to use you. You may be that person is always like, well, you know, I don't know why I can never seem to find true friends. I never seem to find a man that want to be around me. He always just want to use me. You know, he's with me and then he moves on to the next woman and I'm always, you know, then it's always a come up. What's that about? So let's talk about these five tips or five questions that you can analyze to say, hey, do I value my time? Am I really looking at myself to say, hey, do I make sure that I am showing up the best way that I can in 2024? So number one, do I show people how to honor my time by the topics I discuss and the company I keep? Very good one. Number two, do I have boundaries and standards for myself and my friendships and relationships and family? I'm going to repeat that one because it's important. Boundaries and standards. So number one, you need to have those boundaries and standards before you even get into these friendships and relationships and family. And then once you have them, are you reevaluating them? How often do you? Do you reevaluate them yearly? Do you reevaluate them twice a year? But here's the thing, you need to have them. And sometimes you may need to speak them and sometimes you don't need to speak them, but that is a personal thing. It's a private personal thing, but it starts with you. Everyone needs boundaries and standards and they're individual and no one else can judge them for you. That has to do with you. Again, this is about your own solitude time, who you are, how you show up in a room. Takes us to number three. How do I show up in a room? How do I? Like if someone sees Mahogany, what do they think of me? I've asked people that before and people will often be like, oh, you stuck up. I didn't like you at all. I had to work on that. I had to actively work on that and say, where did that come from? So you can do the same. Ask a friend. Ask them, how am I perceived? How do I show up in a room? Am I fun? Am I sad? Do I look mad? Do I look angry? Do I look stuck up? You know, it's okay. Be receiving of what others say. It doesn't mean that's who you are, but it may say something. It may be a symptom of something that you may want to address when you're working on who you are. Number four, do I appear intentional in my walk in life? What does that mean? Am I intentional in my walk? If you want to meet someone who is about their business, okay? Meaning if you want to be with someone that has goals, if someone who has objectives, someone who's going somewhere, someone who's always evolving. You yourself have to show up the same or better. I'm sorry, ma'am. Stop trying to get with men who are all of that. They have goals and businesses and money, and you don't have the same. No, you can't just have the dreams and not show up like that. That's not how any of that works. You want someone like that, you already have to be where they are or somewhere close there. So are you appearing intentional in your walk? If you are not appearing intentional, that's okay. At least you know that. And now you know you need to start preparing, at least in Q1 of 2024. Start preparing. Last question that you start asking yourself is, do I make time for fun and self-care? Do I balance out my work with play? Some of us are on the other side of the spectrum. We work too much, right? Some of us are too intentional. Some of us work too much. Some of us are too much on the time clock. We work 10, 12 hours a day. We may drill people when we meet them. Instead of going out on a date, we call them interviews, you know, and we're just like, I want to find a husband. And we don't take the time to just smell the flowers. We don't take the time to enjoy our girlfriends. We don't take the time to enjoy what God has put humans on earth for. I love humans, right? I love humans. I love men. I love women. I love children. Learn to enjoy humans. So with that being said, that's the question. You know, do we have a good balance of working, but also fun and self-care? So just to recap the three questions for your time and also for your first impressions when you're out, you want to make sure, number one, you're showing people how to honor your time by your things that you discuss, your topics, and the company you keep. Number two, do you have boundaries and standards for everybody you interact with? Number three, how are you showing up in a room? If you don't know, ask your close friends. They'll be honest with you. Number four, are you intentional in your walk? And number five, do you have balance? Balance out your work with some fun and a little bit of play. Well, everybody, it's about that time. I really enjoyed this topic. I hope you did. And I want to know, what are your thoughts on this? Will these questions help you? Have you evaluated? What do you think about first impressions? Did you ask your friends? Were you shocked by what they said? Please go to our Instagram page. Go out there. Let me know under episode 3, season 2, under the question of how valuable is your time. And let me know, what are your thoughts? If you enjoyed this episode, please join us on our next one on episode 4. I think you'll love that topic as well. But follow us here. Go on to Instagram, mahogany_more. Tell one friend or a family member about us next week. And let's keep this conversation going. Tune in next week. Your time is valuable. Our time is valuable. And remember, don't be that girl. Until next time, okay?